AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she won't seek re-election to the U.S. House, bringing to an end her storied career as not only the first woman in the Speaker's office, but arguably the most powerful in American politics. In Louisville, Kentucky, the search for additional victims of the fire following a UPS cargo plane crash has entered its third day. 12 people were killed as the blaze consumed the plane and spread to nearby businesses.
Pero decidí levantar denuncia.
In Mexico, the country's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, used her daily press briefing to say she had pressed charges against a man who groped her. Video captured a man who appeared drunk touching the first woman president as she was speaking to people on a walk from Mexico's National Palace to the Education Ministry. She also called on states to scrutinize their laws and procedures to make it easier for women to report these assaults. Going to the airport could soon get even more stressful.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it will reduce air traffic by 10% across 40 high-volume markets starting Friday morning. FAA Administrator Brian Bedford says the reduction during the government shutdown will impact thousands of flights nationwide.
When we see pressures building in these 40 markets, we just can't ignore it, you know, and we're not going to wait for a safety problem to truly manifest itself when the early indicators are telling us we can take action today to prevent things from deteriorating.
There have been staffing shortages among air traffic controllers who've been working without a paycheck. Some have called in sick.
The system is extremely safe today. It will be extremely safe tomorrow. And if the pressures continue to build, even after we take these measures, we'll come back and take additional measures.
Major airlines, aviation unions, and the travel industry have been urging Congress to end the shutdown. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on a possible pirate attack off the coast of Somalia.
Attackers firing machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades boarded a ship off the coast of Somalia on Thursday. The attack, reported by British officials, is likely the latest assault by resurgent Somali pirates operating in the region. The British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Centre issued an alert over the attack, warning ships in the area. The private security firm, Ombre, also said that an attack by Somali pirates was underway. The firm said the attack targeted a Malta-flagged tanker heading for Sika, India, to Durban, South Africa. Somali pirates have been reported as operating in the area in recent days and to have seized an Iranian fishing boat to use as a base of operations. I'm Karen Shamas.
Typhoon Kalmagi has made landfall north of Yalai Province in central Vietnam. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.